This episode of Dean Bakari's Meaningful Show is brought to you by Flashbooks, where you can get best-selling business and self-improvement book summaries that you can read or listen to in under 20 minutes. To learn more and get started for just a buck today, visit www.getflashnotes.com. Welcome to the Meaningful Show podcast, where every single week we work to bring you an inspiring insight, idea, or interview to help you live better, work better, and be better both in life and in business. Brought to you by MeaningfulHQ.com, we've got one very simple goal here on this show, and that is to help you do more of what matters and less of what doesn't. I'm your host, Dean Bakari, and if you're ready, then I'm ready. So let's get into it. All right. Today, we are going to be discussing the concept of themes. Theming to get more things done, theming as a productivity methodology, mindset. And I'll tell you what I mean by that. But first, an example. So when you go to the gym, oftentimes when people who are regular gym goers, what they do is they'll have themes for each workout, right? So Monday might be back day or back day and biceps day. And Tuesday might be chest and triceps. Wednesday might be cardio day. Thursday might be leg day, and so on and so forth. You get what I'm saying? So there's themes. Each of the days are segmented out, right? So you have themes to focus. Rather than going into the gym like a lot of people do and just kind of doing a little bit of this and a little bit of that and not really having a game plan, right? Not having a plan of action to get in there and actually do something, right? Get results. You don't get results by just going in there and being like, all right, right now I'm going to just jump on this, you know, I'm going to do some biceps here. And then, you know what? I think that now I want to move on to the leg press machine. And then, you know what? I'm going to do some push-ups and then I'm going to go and do a couple of pull-ups here. And then I'm going to go and do some triceps. No. Right, you don't get results that way. You get results by having a deliberate plan of action, or at least a loose plan of what you want to do when you roll in there. So that way, you can get in there, deliberately go, do those exercises, right, those set routines, and then get out. Because if you don't have a plan, a theme for your workout, right, for your exercise, a set of exercises focused on a specific body area or a couple of body areas, then you're just going to go in there and have a haphazard workout and not really get anything done. And so that whole template, this idea of how you go into the gym, how I approach the gym at least, and how many effective exercisers approach the gym, can be applied to every area of your life to be more productive, to get more things done. If, say, for instance, you want to get more things done at work, right? A lot of times people will go in, they'll look at what they need to do that day, and then they'll just go about their day and responding or reacting to things as they come up and arise. But that doesn't really get you very far, does it? If you're feeling like you're overwhelmed and you got a lot of stuff to do and it's just coming at you over and over and over again, then the method that you're applying right now may not be as effective as it can be. And all you might need to do is segment those things out and assign them to days. For instance, right? So one thing that I like to do, for instance, with work is I like to theme my days out. So what I'll do is at the beginning of the week, I'll do a review and I'll figure out what I want to do on each day. So Monday might be a day where I theme specifically for recording. So that's my recording theme. So I'll record audiobook summaries for Flashbooks. I'll record a couple of podcast episodes for this very podcast. And I'll just focus on recording, right? Because then I can just step into the recording booth in the studio here, and I can just crank them out. And that's my theme, recording. Monday might be my recording theme. And then on Tuesday, that might be my writing theme day. So then I just write and I write and I write that whole day, and I get a couple of articles done, or I'll start fleshing out some article ideas. But the focus for that day, if the theme is to write, is writing. And then maybe on Wednesday, my theme might be just FlashBooks admin, right? Where I interview new potential employees, for instance, which is what I'm doing right now. Or I'll work on some stuff, with, I'll like review some summaries that some of my new employees have turned in so that I can make sure that they're legit and tighten them up if I need to. And I'll just do admin related things. And so that'll be the theme, where I'll work with certain employees, I'll answer questions, things of that nature. I'll just focus on those little things that need my attention that nobody else on my team can do. So that'll be my admin day, where the theme is admin stuff. And then Thursday might be when I start working on new projects. That'll be my new project theme day. Friday is when I schedule interviews, meetings, conference calls, all that stuff, meeting related things, meeting related activities. That'll be my meeting day, right? Friday is my meeting day theme. And so that's how I like to organize my week. And that's how I even like to organize my day. So to give you another example, to break it down even further, you can theme out your days, right? So take a single day now. So now we are zooming in a little bit more. And so instead of looking at the week, let's look at the actual day. And then we'll also talk about months and years as well. So just on a daily level, right, zooming in, let's talk about how you might theme out a day. So typically what I like to do is, if I'm going to do on a daily basis, theme things out, I like to have one main theme, of course, like for instance, recording, but then you could segment that out. Like you could have two or three main themes. And now we're talking about sort of focus blocks or time blocks. And they could be sort of synonymous in that sense, where you have a theme for the sort of AM part of your day, where you focus on your one most important thing, right? That requires most of your brain energy, your thinking, and your creativity. Right. So that's when you focus on that stuff that really requires a lot of energy. So that part of your main theme of your day, your beginning theme, you could call it your AM theme, is when you focus on that, right? Your big project. And then your PM theme could be when you do lighter load things, right? Answer phone calls, answer emails, do all that stuff. So you got your AM theme, you got your PM theme. And then you could zoom out, and we'll talk about monthly themes. So for instance, right now we're talking about themes on this specific episode. Now, what I'm going to do is, not only are we talking about themes on this episode, but I'm actually going to start for the month of July, since we're right here in the very beginning of this month, I'm actually going to have a theme for this whole entire month. We're going to be talking about productivity for the rest of this month. Every episode is going to be about how you can improve your focus, improve your productivity, get more shit done, both at work and in your personal life. How do you become as effective and efficient as you possibly can? That's going to be our focus this month. We're going to be talking about productivity tricks, methodologies, strategies, and principles, different mindsets, different schools of thought that I've learned from different books that I've read. We're going to be covering some of the best productivity books. And so we're going to talk about all this different stuff, including things that I've tried that I believe work and do not work. So in these upcoming episodes, baby, get excited, because we're going to be talking about different ways in which you can apply these productivity techniques and tricks that we're going to be discussing in these upcoming episodes. So July theme is going to be productivity, baby. And so that's going to be the entire theme for this month. And that's an example of a monthly theme. And now zooming all the way out, talking about yearly themes. For instance, my yearly theme, right, just for my life, my yearly life theme, especially in when it comes to applying this idea to work, is one sentence. I like to encapsulate it. So at the end of the year or the beginning of every new year, what I like to do is we'll sit down, we'll review the past year, we'll talk about what we want to do for the upcoming year. And I do this with my wife. And so we talk about our personal goals, our professional goals. And what we started doing this year was we started coming up with sort of a one-sentence theme that we want our year this year to be about. And if you want to recur that, you want to continue to use that one-sentence theme, you know, we said, okay, we can continue to use it if we want to, but next year we'll revisit it and come up with a new one, or just say, hey, I want to keep this going. And my theme for this year, I decided, was going to be to entertain, educate, and empower, right? So, and in that specific order, right? Because what I've realized is if I want to inspire as many people in the world to achieve their goals and improve their lives, then I need to do it in that sequence. First, start out by, for instance, with this podcast episode, talk about something entertaining, capture your attention, then begin to educate, and then finally, try to instill some sense of empowerment within you. So to entertain, educate, and empower. That's my theme with everything that I am doing this year and probably going to continue to move that forward into the rest of my life and rest of my years if I don't change it, which I may, but I'll probably keep it and keep this theme. Entertain, educate, and empower. I like the way that rolls. My wife's, for instance, for this year is meaning, motion, and mind, I believe it was. Mind, meaning, motion, something like that. So that way, what she wants to do and improve upon and focus on this year is, you know, continue to educate herself and to work on, so that's the mind, and then with motion, move, and, you know, exercise. And then with meaning is to tap into that sense of meaning and purpose that she sort of has not necessarily lost, but is sort of redefining now that she's a mom, right? Because before, all of her meaning came from choreography and being a dance teacher. And now it's kind of, you know, different because now she's a mom and we've got our little girl, Nora, the light of my life, my princess. Now we've got her and things are a little bit different, right? And so she's trying to tap into or redefine that sense of meaning that she has in life. And so those are two examples of yearly themes. And you might want to come up with your own if you haven't already this year. We're right at the halfway point of this year, a little bit afterwards, a little bit farther than the halfway point. And it's not too late if you don't have a theme, if you haven't come up with one, you can write one down right now. You know, what do you want the rest of this year to be about? What do you want to theme out for this year? What's your 2017 theme going to be? And write it down. Think about it. Encapsulate it in one sentence if possible, because that's going to be the best way to capture it, because you want to be able to recall it regularly, anytime, anywhere. Think about it and bring yourself back to it. For me, I always think about it. Entertain, educate, empower. Entertain, educate, empower, right? Because that's the sequence that makes sense for me that I want to utilize over and over and over again to inspire as many people as possible to improve their lives, achieve their goals. Booyah, boom. So that's an example of a yearly theme, right? Monthly themes, we already went over that. Daily themes, we already went over that. So those are examples of periodic themes. Let's talk a little bit about categorical themes. What do I mean by that? So categorical themes might be, so say for instance, you're a writer. Every chapter that you write in a book is going to have a theme. And zooming it out even further, every book that you write is going to have a central theme, a point that you're trying to get across, an idea that you want to land with people, an objective that you begin with. Otherwise, you might as well not even write the book at all. Right, unless you have a theme, a point you want to prove, something you want to get across, a message of some kind. And so each book has a theme. Each article you write has a theme. Each chapter that you write has a theme. If you're a speaker, right, like I am, every talk, every episode of this podcast, for instance, has a main theme. In this case, the theme is themes, right? Talking about themes. And my sort of objective with this episode is to teach you or suggest to you that using the idea of theming in every element of your life and every facet of your life is going to help you. And it's going to not just help you generally, but it'll help you become more effective, get more things done. And we talked about how the theme for the rest of this month. The episodes in this podcast for this podcast are about themes. So now the question is, how do you apply it to your domain? How do you apply it to different areas of your own life? Like, so we also talked about, categorically speaking, the health example with themes. You split things up. You have different exercises for different days that focus on a specific theme. In that case, with health and exercise, your body, right? Different body parts. Now, you might also even, on another level, talk about themes with, for instance, your vacation versus your work. You have your work time, right, on a very high level, and then you've got your vacation time. Those are two different themes of life. Now, within this work, you would say themes would be, like, if you're a salesperson, Monday might be cold calling. That could be your main theme. Tuesday might be following up with customers. That could be your main theme that day. Wednesday might be when you educate and train, catch up on your education and training if you're a salesperson. And then Thursday might be when you prospect for new clients and customers. Friday is when you go in and you start knocking on doors, right? Meeting with new potential business partners, and so on and so forth. You know, and then at the end of the week, what you might want to do is, your main theme for the end of the week could be to review everything and figure out, it could be your game plan theme for one specific day, where you review the week that's just gone by and you plan the week that's coming up ahead. So these are all examples of themes. And the idea here is not to make your life more complicated, but to make your life more simple, to simplify your life, to make it easier, to make it so that you know, boom, this is what I need to do today. This is what I want to do tomorrow. This is going to be my theme for the next day. This is going to be my theme for this month. This is going to be my theme for this week. This is going to be my theme for this day. Right? Zoom all the way out. This is my theme for this year. And maybe even, this is my theme for this entire lifetime that I'm living here on this beautiful green earth, or this pale blue dot, because more of it is blue than green, right? So that's the idea of theming out your years, your months, your weeks, your days. And if you can utilize this, then I'm telling you that you will be far more effective than doing a little bit here, doing a little bit there, and not really having anything to show for it by the end of the day, by the end of the week, by the end of the month, by the end of the year, by the end of your life. Now, so if you utilize this method called theming, then you'll find, after you get the hang of it, or after you practice it a little bit, that you'll be getting more stuff done. And it might seem like you're focusing on less, but really what the idea here is to batch all your stuff together, right? Batch things together and segment them out. Because if you can condense your activities into certain time periods, then you'll focus more. What you'll find is, if you have a theme, for instance, when I have a theme of recording an episode, a bunch of podcast episodes, and stepping into the vocal booth in the studio and start recording, what I'll find is maybe my first go is decent, right? My first recording is decent, but then I'll do it again. And then by the second time that I'm doing it, it's getting a little bit better. And then by the third time, I'm in flow. And then all of a sudden, I've got this really beautiful thing going where I'm in good flow. And then I'm just cranking them out. I'm doing, and you know, finishing an entire audiobook, and then I'm moving on to the next one because I already got this sort of flow going, because this is my theme today. It's recording. And so I'm just cranking them out. I'm cranking them out. And therefore, much more productive than me doing a little bit today and then writing a little bit later and then checking email a little bit later and then making phone calls after that. That's way too many things, right? That's way too much task switching for one day, versus getting up in the morning, having that set game plan right there, ready to go, saying, okay, today I'm going to record 2 audiobook summaries and 2 podcast episodes. Booyah. Let's get to it, baby. And then I go after it, baby. And then I start doing it. I start recording. And then by the end of the day, I know that I have accomplished something. I have something to show for my work, rather than looking at the rest of my day and reflecting and saying, okay, what the hell did I really do? I feel like I moved around a lot. I feel like I did a lot, but I didn't accomplish much. Get what I'm saying? So try this out. Hopefully you'll find it as effective as I have. And remember, for the rest of this month, we're going to be talking about productivity, baby. How can you be as productive as possible in your life, in your work, with everything? So stay tuned for that. Until next time, go out there every single day and live like you give a damn.